Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. Today, please stick around with me until the end of this week's weekly guitar meeting because we are going to have some of the best guitars that I have played since I'm a classical guitarist. And before I start with the first guitar of this week, which has blown me away, now you have the possibility to contact me directly if you scan this QR code. If you have any questions about guitars or if you are looking for a specific sound, you can ask me directly and I will be very happy to help you. Before we start, feel free to hit the like button on the video and let's start with the first guitar. The first guitar of this week is made by the legendary Antonius Müller. It's a guitar played by the biggest names in the modern classical guitar era. It's a guitar that sounds like a classical guitar, so it sticks to the beautiful guitar tone, but it also enhances the volume and some other qualities of the guitar, which makes this guitar super loud and responsive. Antonius Müller is building double top guitars. And this one is a double top guitar with balsa core. It's from 2013. It comes with a cedar top and very beautiful Brazilian rosewood back and sides, which gives the guitars usually some kind of brilliance in the tone. So I think it's a great match to have a double top guitar with balsa core and Brazilian rosewood back and sides because the sound is very balanced at the end. It's not too nasal or too boxy. Let's start to play a few notes on it. Enough talking. Incredible. This is one of those guitars that I really struggle to describe the sound and the feeling. So I keep playing. Okay, I will try to talk about the sound. I mean, it's a super responsive guitar. You have so much control over the dynamic of this guitar. You can play super soft, and the tone is still very full. A lot of core in the sound, but as soon as you play the tones a bit more stronger, the guitar is responding so fast and the tone is also getting very loud. So that it's a double top guitar with a very wide dynamic range. It gets loud straight away. Without sounding ugly. Wow, this is. And the character of this tone is super round and soft, full of overtones. But it's still very elegant and very focused. You know, sometimes guitars are loud in a small room, or if you play the guitar, it's super loud very impressive, but in a concert hall they struggle to sound clean and clear. So the sound get very cloudy, but this is it has a bell-like sound and it's throwing the notes very far. This guitar gives me so much different qualities and so much reason to talk about. Antonius Müller guitar from 2013. Wow. And I also noticed that we have here Rogers tuning machines. For me, the best tuning machines available and super elegant, work so well, and you can tune the guitar very, very precisely. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar and if I'm exaggerating. But this is how I feel when I'm playing this guitar. It's one of the best classical guitars that I have ever tried. But you know what? The next guitar is also something very special. The next guitar is one of the lightest guitars that I had ever in my hands. The weight is 1,240 grams. Wow. This is also one of the most rare guitars that I have held in my hands in the recent years. It's made by the German guitar maker Jakob Lebisch. And his guitars are unique. I mean, they sound super loud. You have still the clarity in the tone. So when I play some chords, you will hear every tone very clear. So the tone separation is spot on, but also the loudness is there. And this is, you cannot achieve it easily. This guitar is from 2022 and this guitar has the name Abital. I personally didn't see any guitar by Jakob Lebisch that has a name. So it's the first one I'm seeing with the name Abital. We have red Western cedar on the top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And the core of this double top guitar is Nomex. We have an elevated fingerboard and the sound is, again, incredible. Let's play a few notes on it. What a sustain. Sustain, responsiveness, volume. I have no words. It's just incredible. Honestly, I have no words. I don't know what to say. So I keep playing and you let me know what do you think about the sound of this Jakob Lebisch guitar. So you also notice, despite of being a double top guitar, super loud and have very deep basses and air body frequency, the sound is very brilliant and still clear, and you don't find it that often in double top guitars. And since the guitar is very responsive, you can play fast scales and chords, and the guitar helps you so much because if you need play fast scales, you need the guitar also to respond fast. Otherwise, you have the feeling that you are fighting against the guitar, or the scale is not sounding as fluent as you wish. So a guitar with a lot of incredible qualities, Jakob Lebisch from 2022. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. The next guitar is also a very impressive double top guitar made by Patrick Mayou from Canada. And I also tried some other guitars, made by Patrick Mayou, and those guitars were always very loud, modern, responsive, everything that you expect from a modern guitar. And this guitar is also brand new. It's the Palomé, a double top guitar with cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides, and we have the modern elements of a modern guitar, like the armrest, we have an elevated fingerboard, we have also a sound port, we've got also a nice decoration on the headstock of this guitar. This is a Nomex guitar. I mean, what does it mean, a Nomex guitar? The core of the double top is a Nomex, I would say. Let's play a few notes on it and then we will talk about the sound. Very good sustain. In fact, the sustain is very long for a double top guitar. It's like an electric guitar that is connected into an amplifier. Wow. I mean, if you are looking for a powerful guitar, for a double top guitar, but still with a long sustain and a more bright and brilliant tone, I think you will like this guitar a lot. I think another highlight of this guitar that we have to talk about is the comfort. The shape of the neck, the tension of the strings makes this guitar, for me personally, very comfortable to play on. And of course, with the elevated fingerboard, you have the possibility to reach the higher positions much easier. Congratulations to Patrick Mayou for this very good sounding instrument. A powerful double top guitar with still a brilliant tone. Let's move to the next guitar, which is also a very impressive double top guitar. So this week is a double top weekly guitar meeting, but at the end we have two beautiful traditional guitars. So stick around until the end of this video. And if you are enjoying this week's weekly guitar meeting, please don't forget to leave a like. Thank you. The next guitar is made by the German guitar maker Nils Schepester, and I have tried this guitar already. You know, the beautiful thing about what I'm doing is that since we are publishing and reviewing every week several guitars, we have the possibility to follow the growth of a guitar maker and to see how his guitars are developing. And I can tell that the guitars of Nils Schepester are getting always more impressive and more satisfying for me personally. This guitar is brand new. It's a double top guitar with a Nomex core. I guess it's a Nomex. I would suggest to check our website to read more detailed information about the construction of the top. Actually, it looks like it could be balsa because I can see all the little bracings, but I'm not sure. Anyway, it's a double top guitar with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. We have an elevated fingerboard, a very nice, simple and elegant rosette. And this is also a super lightweight guitar. Let's see how it sounds. I was telling you that the Jakub Lewicz guitar might be the loudest double top guitar that I'm trying. Now I'm not sure after trying this one. It's at least a very responsive sounding guitar. The tones are jumping out so fast. And my impression is that this guitar is super loud. But again, it's very clear in the sound. I think slowly we can't stop to talk about this thinking or this idea of double top guitars being too nasal and not well balanced, because the new double top guitars are getting better and better. I think the guitar luthiers are also trying to build double top guitars with the qualities of a traditional guitar, and they are on a very good way. Thank you. Impressive, impressive instrument. I hope the microphones are not too overdriven because it's such a loud guitar. And at least on the monitor, it doesn't look like that. Well, Nils Sjöbesta from 2026 from Leipzig, a wonderful city in Germany. And yeah, let me know your thoughts and let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is made by José Marques from Portugal. And this guitar looks slightly different than his previous guitars. So I was very surprised when I opened the case of this guitar. But this is also another model. It's a lattice-braced guitar made by José Marques, who is also building double-top guitars. And this lattice braced model comes with a spruce top, and we have also an armrest, elevated fingerboard, so some modern elements, and we have Indian rosewood back and sides. I'm very curious how the lattice braced guitar made by José Marques sounds, so let's try. What I really like about this guitar is the balance. The balance and the control response of the guitar. It has a very natural response. And this is what I'm missing with some lattice brass or double top guitars. But in this case, it feels so comfortable. And the sound, it has a softness in it, what I really like. It might be also due to the polishing of the top, which is not shellac. Also like the shape of the neck is it's very comfortable to play on, and what I also like is that the vibratos work very well on this guitar. Thank you. lattice braced guitar made by Jose Marquez. I don't know if this guitar, if it has a soft sound or more brilliant. It's something in between. Or let's say the sound is so elastic that you can create both colors on this guitar. Congratulations to Jose Marquez, and let me know your thoughts on the sound of this instrument. We will move to the last two guitars of this week, which are finally two traditional guitars. So, first of all, I have to say, after playing four very modern sounding guitars, somehow I also missed a traditional guitar. And what a way to start with traditional guitars. It's made by Daniele Maravello from Italy, and he's building always beautiful sounding and looking guitars. The guitars by Daniele are sounding very focused, great tone separation, nice tone, and I think this is also what matters to him. It's not about loudness or a very fast responding guitar or responsive guitar. This one is a brand new guitar. It has the number 193, so soon he will reach the number 200. And we have a super high quality spruced up and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's see how it sounds. Incredibly well balanced sound, long sustained singing tones, elegant. I mean, this is what you expect from a high-end traditional guitar. Such a musical sounding instrument. It's like you are the conductor and you have an orchestra which is able to do everything what you ask for, like a Berliner Philharmonica, for example. Last piece. Love the basses of this guitar. The bass is like a piano pedal, and it's ringing. Wow. Beautiful. Congratulations to Daniele for this beautiful guitar. And yeah, let me know your thoughts. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. So, before I review this guitar once again, since I'm also working in sales now, you have the possibility to contact me directly if you have any questions about any guitars, and you just have to scan this QR code on the video and then you can get in touch with me. And I would be, of course, very happy about that. And the last guitar of this week is made by Adrien Savaret Freestone, and this is an Arias model made by him from 2020. A very beautiful guitar. It's a Viennese model, and we have some wonderful decorations on the purflings of the guitar, and you have the same motif also on the rosette of this guitar. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And it's of course a very lightweight guitar. And the sound is just beautiful. I have played a few notes on this guitar already. Let's hear it together. Wow, I mean, this guitar has a slightly smaller body, but the sound is huge. It has a very full sound with a lot of core and air, I would say. I would say big sound, very good sustain. Actually, I'm so impressed by this guitar because I didn't expect this kind of sound with a smaller body. What I also like is the dynamic range. I have the feeling that this is a guitar that you can push a lot, and the guitar gives you the loudness, the volume that you need or that you ask for. Thank you. mean, what a way to end this week's weekly guitar meeting. A guitar made by Adrien Savary Freestone, the Arias model, the Viennese model, and impressive instrument from 2020. So make sure to check the link of this instrument in the video description if you are interested in. And once again, thanks a lot for sticking around until the end of this week's video. We had some incredible guitars, and we had the traditional double top and lattice braced guitars. So it was a very, let's say, colorful weekly guitar meeting. And if you enjoyed the video, please leave a like. And again, if you are willing to contact me personally to ask anything about the guitars, or if you are looking for a specific sound, just feel free to scan the QR code and we can get in touch. Well, have a nice weekend and see you next week.